We begin, though, with the breaking news. A package from the alleged shooter found in the mailroom of the University of Colorado. According to CBS this morning, senior correspondent John Miller, he mailed it days before the massacre, addressing it to one of his professors at the University of Colorado's campus in Aurora. It arrived days before the shooting, but was not discovered until Monday afternoon when police found it in the mailroom. They sent in the bomb squad, handled it by robot, and before opening it, x-rayed the parcel just in case. Sources telling John Miller, who joins us now, that the letter inside spoke of shooting people and included crude drawings of a gunman and his victims. Do we know, John, from your sources, have you heard why this letter wasn't discovered sooner?
Well, we have a little conflict there, which is what we were told by law enforcement sources earlier in the day. And I have to say, this has been made extremely more difficult than it needs to be by a gag order that's been placed on all of the investigators and a district attorney who's not commenting. So getting information is like pulling teeth, even in an issue of public concern. But to update that, what we were told is it was mailed before the shooting, possibly days before the shooting. What the university is saying now is that it arrived at their facilities services building on Monday, July 23rd, that it was in the mix of mail there, and that when they found it, investigators were called. They looked at the package. They brought in the bomb squad. That caused the evacuation of the building right around 12:30. Mm-hmm. So it appears that as pressure from this story builds, people are digging deeper for the data. Now, the college is saying it got there Monday.
And do you know anything about the relationship between the accused shooter and this professor? I mean, was this somebody who taught him? Was this somebody he actually sought counseling from?
If it's the professor that we believe it to be, it was somebody who taught a series of courses that he attended, including neurological disorders and ironically, schizophrenia. But we don't know what their relationship was. I mean, there are real questions there about there is information that he failed on an oral exam and that caused his withdrawal from the program. But we're far from knowing, was the professor the person who he failed in the oral exam in front of? Was it somebody else? Again, because of the gag order, it's a very difficult environment for reporting.
And in terms of what have you been able to find about what was in the notebook?
Well, very little, and there are questions that remain. We were told that there is verbiage, kind of a pent-up, was the phrase used, writings about shooting people, and that there were some very rudimentary images in there of a shooter and victims. But the real question, Anderson, which I know is what we're all wondering is, A, was there anything in there that was specific to the date, the Batman show, or something else? And B, is there anything that gives that sheds any light on motive? And right now, we can't learn that.
All right. John, stick around. I want to bring in Northeastern University criminologist James Allen Fox, who we often consult with. Professor, you say it's not unusual for mass murderers to actually reach out to people before actually committing a crime.
Right. Either reach out and either a threat or a call for help, but it's also not unusual for them to send letters timed so that they will be received after the shooting in an explanation for why they did what they did. There was a shooter at the University of Iowa who sent letters to the media timed with when his rampage was committed. University of Arizona, same thing. So frequently mass murderers will send letters as explanations, not necessarily as warnings or calls for help or threats.
And what does it say to you that the suspect himself apparently tipped off police to the existence of that, or of some sort of a letter to the university?
I can't really comment. I don't know exactly the context in which he said it. Oftentimes they're trying to intensify their persona by becoming larger than life, or they could just be telling the police some of the details that will not interfere with their defense.
Professor, yeah. Is there ever an explanation that satisfies people, that makes, I don't want to say makes sense, but, mm-hmm. Even if somebody puts into words why they did what they did, does it really make sense?
Well, frequently they do say exactly why they're doing what they do. That's oftentimes they identify who the villains are, who they're trying to get even with, specifically. But what people really want to know is enough information so that we can identify these individuals before they go on rampages. And we'll never get to that point. Sure, I understand that people want information, and maybe we can know more about this case and this person as a guidebook. Well, that's wishful thinking. If you have in your life a son or a neighbor, a coworker who's in trouble, who's suffering, you know it. You don't need a document, an instruction manual based on the Colorado shooter to tell you that this person needs help.